Stoveleg Media, igniting conversation.
Welcome to True Crime To Go. What can I get for you?
Actually look into getting the furniture game. Not necessarily to buy some, but I just really like arranging furniture. Can you help me out?
Pull up to the second window and we'll see you next crime.
Welcome to True Crime To Go. I am John, here with Jamie. We've done some weird stuff, man, like over the last couple of weeks of True Crime To Go, and I think we've got another weird one today.
We do. I mean, the last episode was one about tree trimming and somebody going in the middle of night to, do some arborist activities. But this person is just as interesting and doing some weird stuff. Get us rolling.
All right, so today we're going to be talking about a case that sounds like it's straight out of a horror movie. A burglar who not only steals from his victims, but takes the time to rearrange their homes. This is a story of Jacob Smart, a transient thief who terrorized women of Boise, Idaho, with a string of bizarre and unsettling break-ins.
Yeah, he's the name Smart. I feel like we should revert to a time when people's names related back to who they were or what they did for a living. Your name is tied to your occupation, like John the social worker, Jamie the math nerd, whatever it may be. I'm not sure Smart would apply to this guy, but he carried out a series of creepy robberies beginning in August of 2023, and this went on for about 3 months. He broke into at least five different homes in Boise, Idaho, but again, not your typical burglary. He took things to a new level. He would go in, he would take what he wanted, he stole valuables like any other common burglar, but then he would find a way to make his presence noticeable in a really unsettling way. Think about it, John. You walk into your house, you may not know that you've been robbed, but all of a sudden your chairs are in different positions. That's almost more violating, but it's very violating.
No, I get what you're saying, and yeah, I mean, so to be clear, this guy was after valuables. He was trying to steal personal items, and some of those were bizarre. Like, he would try to steal women's underwear, and then the not-so-unusual, he would take credit, debit cards, whatever he could find, even weapons. But yeah, he's, like, rearranging furniture, and, you know, if you want to break into my house and steal my chainsaw, like, it sucks, I get it, but to, like, put my recliner in a different spot, like, bro, that's, like, that's mind games at that point, not just stuff. Like, you're interfering with my peace of mind.
It is. We don't know why the tree trimmer last time was doing this, if he thought he was meeting a need. And I don't think Smart here is doing this in order to just make the furniture arranged in a way he thought was better. I don't think he was trying to help anybody out. In one case, he broke into a house while victims were at home and asleep. He somehow stole their house keys and was caught on surveillance trying to re-enter the home and come back later. Fortunately, the victims had already changed the locks by then, and it wasn't enough. He was caught on video petting the victims' dogs before breaking into their house. It's as if he had no fear, no respect for the property, the people, and was really just trying to, I don't know, all this makes me feel icky, for lack of a better word.
Absolutely, and his crime did not start and stop in Boise, Idaho. So after police identified Smart as the suspect, they were able to track him down in Oregon. And that's where law enforcement recovered multiple stolen items, including those items that he had stole from Idaho. So now they're in Oregon with him. But Smart managed to slip through their fingers once again. He was able to flee while officers were trying to arrest him. And now he's considered armed and dangerous.
Yeah, he was out, and there was a $500,000 reward nationwide for him to be arrested and extradited back to Oregon. And they thought he was going around the Pacific Northwest. Ultimately, he was arrested in Washington and charged with these crimes and held accountable. But it took several months before that happened. I mean, being a little vulnerable here, I have had my property robbed before, and it's very, very invasive and It's hard to rest at night. And the fact that this happened in multiple houses in that area and he was doing these other personal things to people is just so eerie. And it took him months to catch him. So who's to know? He'd already tried to re-enter one home. Who's to say he wasn't going to go back to the others?
Yeah. And I mean, I've had stuff stolen from me as well, but never from like my home. I've had my car broken into before. And that's my fault because I didn't lock my doors at night, you know, and people would just open it up and go through it. But could you imagine that the time that you had your house broken into, if you also had your furniture rearranged, like, what does that even mean? But, and just that mind trick has to do something weird inside of you.
Yeah, I think it does, which makes me think you have to be, it has to be something weird inside of you to do it, right? You have to have motives of trying to torture people emotionally. And I can't imagine what would motivate you to do this. I'm glad he was finally caught. I find the $500,000 reward to be a little high for a burglar, but he was multi-state burglar at this point. So I kind of get it.
Yeah. Guys, that will do it for this episode of True Crime to Go. We hope you enjoy these bizarre stories that just aren't long enough to be featured on our Tuesday show.
This has been a crime story in 10 minutes or less.
Would you like crime with that?
You've listened to True Crime Cast, distributed by Stoveleg Media. Check out Stoveleg.com to find out more about your hosts and to find other podcasts to listen to. Stoveleg Media. Igniting conversation.